I'm glad to be here with all of you again this year on this celebration of the feast of Our Lady of Good Voyage, Nossa Senhora da Boa Viagem. But today we also celebrate the vigil of the 25th Sunday in ordinary time, and the prayers and readings are taken from the Sunday liturgy. And they are beautiful readings and yet very challenging readings. We hear the parable in the gospel, the owner telling his servant, prepare a full account of your stewardship. That's a very profound statement. Prepare an account of your administration, of your stewardship, of your management. How are you doing with the gifts, responsibilities that have been given to you and entrusted to you? And then Jesus said that the one who has been entrusted with little can be also entrusted with much. If you are responsible with the little that has been entrusted to you, then much can be entrusted to you. What have we been entrusted with that we need to give an account to, that we need to show our good stewardship? First, we have to recognize that we have been blessed in so many ways, that God has given us so many gifts. But those gifts He gave us, they are not given to us for us alone. They have given to us so that we can help others. If we have been given the gift of intelligence, wisdom, knowledge, we need to share those gifts with others. Some have been given the gifts of wealth of this world, and they need to realize that when they die, they're not going to take with them. Someone said that the only thing we take with us when you die is what we gave away. We live in a world where people are suffering in so many ways. Every hour, 1,500 children die of hunger in the world. Every hour. Every year, 1.5 million babies are aborted in the United States. Every day, species in our planet are extinct, never to come back again. Every year, huge areas of our natural forests are destroyed. Currently, 2.6 billion people, almost half of the world's population, are deprived of the basic needs of life. When we hear these things, it helps us to understand and realize that we are all in this world together, responsible for one another. There are hungry people, homeless people, suffering people, right here in New Bedford, right here around us. I know that right here in this chapel, they distribute food, sandwich to the homeless, to the hungry. There are shelters where homeless people can go to. Often we think of the United States as the richest country in the world, the most powerful country in the world. We have so much resources and so much potential. Yet, we don't take care of everyone who is in need. You can say, well, I can't take care of all these hungry people in the world or in the United States or even here in New Bedford. Well, none of us can. But if each of us take care of one person, then you already made a big difference, because you made a difference in the life of that one person. And then somebody else will make a difference in the life of another person and another person. And if we do that, if we do this chain reaction of good deeds, we can all make this world a better place. We can all make this world more peaceful and justice. But that's what we have to do our part. As good stewards of the gifts we have received. But if we move away from the material aspect, which is there are people who are physically hungry. And so those who are physically hungry, materially hungry, you cannot just go to them and say, let me tell you about God. Let me tell you about faith. They said, okay, feed me. Give me bread. Fill my stomach. Then I'll be able to listen what you have to say about God and faith. When we see a hungry person and a suffering person, they're not really able to listen to about the mystery of faith and God and the scriptures. We need to feed them first. Then we can talk about faith. Or if somebody is terribly suffering with a terminal illness or loss of a loved one, and you say, okay, let me tell you about God and how much He loves you. Well, maybe that person cannot understand or accept it. So what do? We just say, I'm here with you. If you need me to pray with you, I'll pray with you. If you need to hear me, I'll hear you. If you need to talk, I will listen to you. If you need me to say something, I will say. But we have to respect their needs and meet them where they are. Yes, we are called in this time of, in this year of the Lord, 2016. There are so many challenges in our world, in our life. People not connecting to the church, not connecting to faith, not connecting to God as much as they did. There is so much problems in our world, so much division, so much injustice, violence, crimes. There are so much persecution of Christians and of those who believe look what's happening in the Middle East. So many Christians die because of the simple fact that they are Christians. And they are dying to remain faithful. And we take so much for granted, my friends. We take sometimes our faith for granted. Our life for granted. Our loved ones for granted. We hear all the time people who are young, healthy, and then all of a sudden something terrible and tragic happens and their life is taken away suddenly, unexpectedly, too soon sometimes. Today is a time for us to reflect how we're managing our life, how we are being steward of all these gifts God gave us, our health, our life, our family, our friends, our faith, our community, our resources, our material things, how we share this with others. Years ago, I went on with a group to the Holy Land, and we visited all the biblical places of the Holy Land, Bethlehem, Nazareth, so many places where Jesus performed miracles. And when we visit the Lake of Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee, and we saw this beautiful, huge lake with fresh water, and everything around it was so filled with life. And how the Jordan River, the waters of the Sea of Galilee, goes down to the Jordan River through the desert, spreading life and prosperity and trees and plants and birds and animals come, and the shores of the Jordan River and the water that the Sea of Galilee shares with the Jordan River goes bringing life all the way to the Dead Sea. But when it gets to the Dead Sea, what happens? It goes nowhere. It stays there. And then there is a concentration of salt that the water, nothing can live there, and nothing can grow around it. And as I saw that, and I went to the Dead Sea, and I saw how the name itself says it all, right? Dead Sea. There is no life in it or around it. The Sea of Galilee does not hold everything for itself. It shares, and as it shares, it gives life all the way. But when you get to the Red Sea, it shares with no one and is lifeless. And I said, what a beautiful lesson for us. What we hold it and don't share does not give us life. What we share give us life and give others life. Give an account of your stewardship. The Lord challenges each of us today to share like the Sea of Galilee does, to share what we have been given. The feast of Our Lady of Good Voyage is a long tradition of the Portuguese called Nossa Senhora da Boa Viagem. When the boats traveling along the river, they found this statue of Our Lady on the Rio Douro. And especially those days, travelers traveling through water, the rivers, the sea, was very dangerous. Many lost their lives. So they found this image of Our Lady, and they make a little niche on the rocks and put the statue there and put a chain around it so no one would steal it. And they kept praying to the Blessed Mother to protect the fishermen, to protect the sailors, to protect those who travel via river or ocean in the waters. And then the devotion began to grow. And the fishermen would take a statue of Our Lady on their boats as they went to the sea looking for fish to feed their families, to make a living. And in their dangerous, perilous journeys through the sea, they found consolation and solace and comfort, knowing they were protected, that the Blessed Mother was there to protect them, to help them. The good voyage, the good trip, the safe trip, that they could go and come back safely. When they left, they knew when they were leaving, but they weren't absolutely sure they would come back. But Our Lady protected them, and many came always back safe to their homes, to their family. What a wonderful example for us to know that on our voyage to this life, on our journey to this life, that our Blessed Mother is with us. We have our own dangerous, perilous journey through this life, and that she will be there with us. We're not alone. And that's our consolation and our hope. So today, as we pray, let us ask the Blessed Mother to protect all of us, His children, on this journey, on this voyage through life, each day, that we may remain faithful to the Lord and that we may be protected against all forms of dangers and evil. Só umas duas palavras em português para concluir, que eu sei que tem alguém que fala português aqui? Bastante gente. Mas vocês entendem inglês também, não entende? Entenderam tudo? Tem alguém que não entendeu nada? Ah, então já entenderam tudo, não precisa mais dizer nada não, né? Mas só umas duas palavras. Na festa de Nossa Senhora da Boa Viagem, que naturalmente foi concebida e implementada e cresceu com os pescadores que levavam a imagem de Nossa Senhora para suas viagens pelo mar, pelos rios, na pescaria, para Nossa Senhora protegê-los para que retornassem às suas casas, às suas famílias, depois de longa viagem de dificuldade e perigo. Mas hoje, muitos de nós aqui não somos pescadores, somos pecadores, mas pescadores não. Somos pescadores e não temos longas viagens pelo mar e pelo difícil, mas todos nós, todos temos a nossa própria viagem aqui na Terra. Enfrentamos os nossos próprios perigos e dificuldades que temos aqui. E todos nós precisamos da ajuda e da proteção de Nossa Senhora da Boa Viagem, para que nós façamos a nossa viagem aqui neste mundo com segurança, com tranquilidade, protegidos, para chegarmos ao nosso destino final, quando Deus nos chamar para irmos ao seu encontro para a eternidade. E que essa nossa viagem por este mundo seja protegida pelas bênçãos, pela ajuda, pela proteção de Nossa Senhora da Boa Viagem. Deus nos abençoe a todos.